You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
All right, hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network, brought to you by Comics on Comics, where the greatest comic minds meet the greatest minds in comics. I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And we are here yet again this week to bring you the finest...
Two more awesome selections! What?
You don't like the way I introduce stuff?
No, sometimes I feel like it's too long.
Okay.
That's why I try to jump in and be like, it's two comics! We talk about how shitty they are, and go.
It's not like we're going to be like, let's review pancakes. Guys, this week on Worst Collection Ever, we're going to review a box of pancakes.
You know, if somebody sent me a box of pancakes, I would give it an honest review.
Yes, it would be a delicious episode where we just go, mmm, these are good pancakes.
I'd be like, first off, send them in a box. That's kind of weird. Like, are they already cooked, or is it like a box of pancakes mix?
You send them in a FedEx box.
So is it like plated, but for pancakes?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a new gimmick. Anyways, these are not pancakes. These are comic books. And we are going to talk about some fine selections this week. And we are doing something I feel like it's a little bit... I feel it's different, even though it's not that much different. What?
I didn't say anything.
It's just because it's, you know, it's not a superhero, but it is a Marvel book. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's... kind of like when we just did Planet of the Vampires, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
This one should be fun, too. This is Red Sonja.
That's right.
Number 2.
Woo!
Couldn't get number 1.
Nope.
Settle for number 2.
Yep. It's usually how it goes in the dollar box.
Yeah. Usually how it goes. You can't get the one that actually matters. Not that number 1 I bet is worth anything.
No. It's like, if it's worth anything, it's like $4.
Like, I'm certain that her first appearance probably has more weight, which wasn't in Red Sonja number 1.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see. Anyways, this is Red Sonja number 2 from the 70s run. What was this? March 1976.
That's right.
The nation's centennial.
Yes.
And so Stan Lee presents Red Sonja.
Stan Lee presents everything.
Yeah, good job.
Good job, Stan Lee.
Did he have any knowledge of this? Probably not.
No.
Anyways.
He had knowledge of Ant-Man, because he makes an appearance. That's not a spoiler.
Because I actually have a question. Because this is probably before, but, you know, was Stan Lee aware that they made a Red Sonja movie?
I was not aware they made a Red Sonja movie.
Did you just find out just now? Told you?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, Bridget Nielsen was in it.
Really? Well, when was this?
1984.
Well.
Maybe we should watch it.
Okay.
I'll watch it.
Find it on, like, Netflix or Amazon Instant?
Probably. It's probably not available, really. Easily.
Well, I don't want to, like, spend, like, $15 to watch some shitty movie.
Well, the thing is that I feel like I should just watch all the Conan movies.
Okay.
You know? Like the Conan the Barbarian, the Conan the Destroyer. Like, I don't think I've ever actually seen those movies.
I was going to say I've never seen them.
And I feel like I should. But we'll see. Anyways, I wonder if Stan Lee would, if Red Sonja
did
was
he
aware.
Make a cameo? Probably not.
Probably not. It's too bad that he did not, but he did present this, so why not?
Sure.
Anyways, so Red Sonja.
Yeah. Here she is.
So, I mean, I don't think we need to say who the hell Red Sonja is.
No, it's fine.
I'm assuming all of you know out there who she is. She's a chick with red hair.
And a chainmail bikini.
She
used to hang out with Conan.
Now she's got her own book.
Yep,
and
that's it.
She is... I think she's at, like, a port.
Yeah, so she, like, I don't know, whatever she did last issue, she's finally gotten to this port, which is where she wanted to get to. And she's like, yay, I'm at this port. And as she's, like, wandering around trying to find somebody, and apparently it's the middle of the night, she sees two merchant ships in the harbor.
Right.
And she's like, hey, check it out, merchant ships. But they're heading straight for each other. So everybody's like, oh my god, they're coming right for us, and Red Sonja just watches as these two merchant ships collide.
Oh, that's right.
And sink.
Is that what happens?
Yes.
That's what I'm just. I'm
for no fucking reason. They just crash into each other and they sink. And she's like, I'm the only one that saw that.
Because everybody here is dead.
Yeah, and she's like, okay. I mean, like, they just go down. Like, it doesn't even take them a while. It's just like, crash, sick.
Well, she thinks it's a dream.
Does she actually think it's a dream?
Oh, perhaps yeah, for I a dream, second. And this illusion will fade as I wake.
Yeah.
And these ships go to the bottom, and she's just like...
Red Sonja, kind of naive. Let's just say that, because this is not the first time this plays in. Also, she has short-term memory loss, but I'll talk about that later.
She's like, huh, weird. Yeah. Okay. Weird. So she's walking through this port. I have a question about Red Sonja real quick.
Yes.
It's about her outfit. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a chainmail bikini.
Yes.
But the way that it is drawn in certain areas is that it's more like a flap.
It's kind of like a chainmail loincloth.
Okay.
Yeah, because it like hangs down.
But does that mean that she's completely, like, raw-dogging, you know,
underneath? I am assuming she has some sort of panty.
Yeah.
That's not chainmail. It's probably, like, leather or whatever the fuck they used to wear back in the day.
Okay.
Underneath their thingies.
Some sort of undergarment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Panty.
Yeah, because it seems like it would be very uncomfortable.
Well, you know, granted, I think a chainmail bikini in general would be extremely uncomfortable.
I mean, granted, it works for her.
Sure, yeah, you know, whatever works. I like that she also has a cape.
Oh, yeah, she does have a cape, yeah.
Which just disappears later, by the way. Like, her cape just goes away. So she's, like, walking through this city that looks like Venice, basically.
Yes.
And she's like... Everybody's dead. There's nobody here. Of course, it's the middle of the night. And then she hears a woman screaming. And it's these creepy dudes.
For some reason, though, she seems to, like, know that there's three other men there.
Yeah, I don't know. There's only, like, two drawn there. Is there a third?
Well, I don't know. I think one, two,
maybe she. Three? I thought she saw three.
One, two, three, and there she is.
And she's like, oh, no, they're trying to steal. They're, like, trying to kidnap this woman. I will save her. And this is just, like, a horribly racist drawing. Just, like...
Oh, what, this guy from...
Yeah, he's all, like, drawn really, really dark, but he's got this, like, you know, ring in his nose. And it's, like, every ethnic stereotype you could pick of, like...
Well, I mean, it's a fantasy guy. World, though. I mean, I know, not that I'm saying that, you know, it's okay.
It's also the 70s.
Right. But, I mean, okay. Yeah, I mean, I have to say one thing about this book. There's a million ads in this book.
There are so many ads, and actually one of my favorite ads in this book.
Oh, yeah?
It's the hostess ad, but we'll talk, because it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, none of them make sense.
No, I mean, like, this is even worse than normal.
Oh, okay. We'll get to it.
So she starts fighting, and she's, like, stabbing.
Yeah, she's basically, it's funny, because they're like, "What? Which woman is this who smocks while she slays?" I'm like, dude, just fight for your life. Who cares?
Right?
Like,
it doesn't matter that she's talking.
Everybody's talking to each other when this shit's going down.
Yeah, so she knocks out two of them. And this is what I mean by she has, like, either she's extremely naive or somewhat short-term memory loss. Because she's just like, wasn't there a third guy? Oh, well, I'll save this lady. Like, she doesn't even look around for the third guy. Of course, the third guy's still behind her. Because she's dumb.
It's like a barbarian dude.
Yeah.
And he just kind of smacks her in the back of the head.
And picks her up and carries her off to his little cave.
Takes her to wherever.
And he's like, oh, this is what I... Okay, so I didn't understand this. So you've got this guy. But he seems to have no mind of his own. Because he says he's taking it back to his brain.
Who is his master? And okay, so he's basically like...
So he's just
He's basically like a monster vessel of some sort.
Yeah, so he has no mind of his own. He just looks like really... We never see this guy again either. So he's just like this really creepy dude.
He's just a thug.
Yeah, I guess. But he's like, he's just a really creepy guy. And his job is to go find a woman.
Is that a woman?
It says his choice.
Oh, okay.
So he chooses...
Well, he's probably...
But if his brain is with his master, it's not really his choice.
Right.
Okay, so it's master's choice. So he knocks Red Sonja over the head and he takes her into
What if he likes blondes?
Well, apparently that sucks for him because he's just got himself a redhead.
He's just going to be like, I guess I'll have to settle for this redhead in a chainmail thong.
That would really chafe.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, I'm
certain. Like, after a while, wouldn't it be like abscesses and shit?
And well, that, and also, you know, what kind of protection does this offer her?
Well, it doesn't offer any protection whatsoever, because I know the first rule of fighting is leave all of your vital organs exposed.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't do shit.
Granted, though, I mean, it's not like a lot of people here are just walking around in giant, like, you know, suits of armor here.
No, of course not.
You know, none of these people are. So, I mean, they're just fighting with swords and just hoping for the best. So. Right.
Yeah. Red Sonja's one of those ones where it's like, it looks cool, just keep it. So she wakes up in this, like, hall of mirrors?
Yeah, she wakes up in some sort of weird, like...
mirror thing.
Mirror room.
And they're like, and her cape is gone. I think her cape was already gone before this, but her cape is gone and her sword is gone. And she's like, what the fuck? And, like, she has a lot of eyeliner, by the way. Like, they do a lot of eye shots, and it's, like, really, really heavy, dark, dark, dark eyeliner.
She has a lot. You know what I think about her is that, I know, she has a lot of things she just kind of blurts out.
Yes!
Like kind of like, you know, instead of saying, like, you know, how you just kind of, like, Jesus Christ, or what the fuck, or whatever. Like, she says, like, these random things, which I'm assuming mean something.
She has she has weird, like interjections.
She says, like, she sees her old self in a mirror, and she's like, Mitra! And then
I'm assuming that must be some god or something.
And then she's like, gods of Viliet. And then later on, she said, and this is one she says a whole bunch, is Tarim's blood.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, lady.
I'm assuming that has something to do with the whole Conan mythos and, like, the god structure. And I don't know anything about that, but that's my guess.
I think somebody should bring that back.
Whoa.
Just, like, kind of like, you know, look at a hero or just somebody that's just, like, their gimmick is they just...
Yeah, why doesn't that
blurt out some random shit, like, you know, Goofy's ghost! Or, you know, or...
Or like whatever Robin used to say.
By Tom Cruise's nostrils.
By Tom Cruise's nostrils. By Channing Tatum's abs.
Mm-hmm. By Arby's. Yeah.
Oh, that's smart, actually. You could do a nice product tie.
You could do product tie and be like...
So you could actually write a
comic... By Dairy Queen Blizzards.
Actually, you could write a comic book and get it, do a Kickstarter. And if you donate a certain amount of money... Your name will be the thing that they say over and over again.
Right, but it has to actually sell something, you know? You'd have Marvel, it's like...
Kickstarter sells nothing.
Yeah, I was saying, so it has to be like a Marvel or DC book. Just be like, you know, whatever fucking video game. It's like, my God, Battlefront
my
4.
My God of War.
My God of War in stores now.
By the code of... what is it? Is there a code of honor?
Call of Duty?
No, I know Call of Duty, but isn't there a Code of Honor?
Oh,
I
don't know.
Is it Medal of Honor? I don't know.
They're all stupid games.
I don't care.
Anyways, so she's, you know, freaking out about stuff. She thinks she sees her old self.
And then her arms turn into snakes.
Yeah, then her arms turn into snakes.
Dragons!
She's like, I'm just all... Shit is all apart.
She's
my,
like,
own flesh is attacking
fuck?
Me as if we were deadly foes.
I have fucking snake arms. Somebody help me. And then, like, try to wrap herself around him. And she's, like, really angry about it. She's not scared. She's just pissed. And then she's like, wait a second.
Because she can't fight her arms.
Yeah,
that's why.
Like, I can't fight my own arms. And then she's like, wait a second. This is all in my head. So if I just stop thinking, it'll all go away.
And she figures that out, which actually
so
is good for her.
She stops thinking. And good for her. And then somehow she's out of the House of Mirrors. Did she break a mirror? I don't know. Somehow she's out.
She's kind of trapped. She kind of starts traipsing around the place, and she finds an old dude.
Who's just, like, laying there, like just all splayed out.
Yeah, he's having a nap.
Yeah, he's just like...
He's a gnome who's having a nap.
I guess, but, like...
He's just
almost spread eagle. He's just like, hey.
Oh, my batch.
Flat on his back, like, just all legs and arms akimbo, And she's like, hey there, old man.
She's like, what the fuck's going on here? And he's like, it's a maze. You gotta go and do stuff. Because this is called The Demon of the Maze.
Yeah.
That's the name of the story.
So he's like, hey, it's this maze. And, like, so here's a story where... I didn't really understand this story. So apparently there's, like, a demon. And he's been chained up for a really long time.
Right.
And then there used to be a guy who watched the demon. But he, like, took pity on the demon. So they, like, became friends or something? I don't know. Is that how that worked?
Wait, they captured... There was a battle. They captured some guy.
Or they just, they shared cells next to each other and they
became
friends?
And a demon and were buddies.
I guess.
Only humans are strong enough to penetrate the maze, and you'll be able to release him. And you are the first, his fated queen.
Yeah, because basically what this demon wants to happen...
look at that guy. I know,
he's just laying out. Renzo doesn't even help him up. He just lays there and talks to her the whole time. But, like, basically what they want to happen is they want her to go...
To marry this demon.
Find the demon and just fuck him. Like, marry, fuck him, or whatever. Whatever you had to do back then. I'm assuming marrying and fucking were all the same thing. So... And that's her job. Like, and once that happens, some sort of, like, vase that has dinosaurs in it. I don't even understand. Just the drawing has, like, a vase and a dinosaur coming out of it or something.
It has been sent to this ship and received here, brought to you by a foul servant who carried you, freed from the spell that binds him by the relic of the jar. What the fuck is the dinosaur doing
there?
I have
no idea. Is that the spirit of the jar or whatever the fuck? Whatever.
Maybe.
So what's going to happen is, like, Sonya is going to go fuck the demon, and then this jar is going to come and be given to the demon, and that's going to give him some sort of dinosaur power.
Well, she's got to collect all these bones, too?
Well, that's later, because apparently...
No, she's doing it now.
I know, but this is, like, the legend. Like, the whole legend is, like, she's supposed to go down there and hook up with him, and then he's supposed to get this dinosaur... jar thing, and then once he gets it, they're going to, like, take over the world. Like, that's the prophecy.
What, this old guy?
That's the prophecy that she has to fulfill.
Why?
I don't know. That's what the old guy is telling her, I think.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. So then, and then he's like, oh, well, you know, she's like, but I really don't want to do that, I guess.
That's what we'll get it. Yeah. Why should she care?
She even says... Then maybe I should flee so I can't accidentally help those vermin who did this to you. Because she, by going down here, she, like, fulfills this weird-ass prophecy. And he's like, no, you have to. You have to, like, kill the demon instead of, like, marry him or whatever. So collect bones from everybody else who died before you and throw them up in the air and they'll become an army when you need them. And she's like, okay.
Whatever.
So she does that. And she wanders down, and she finds, like, the dude and the demon. And the demon's in a pit, and the guy's on a chair. And she's like, whatever things.
And they're all like, hey, welcome to your wedding. And she's like, fuck you.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not going to marry that fucker. He also smells, by the way. She mentions that he smells. And then,
the stinking pit.
Yeah, the stinking pit. I mean, granted, these guys didn't have, like, running water, and he's been chained in a pit for...
Well, look at it. It's gross. It's a gross world.
It's a really gross world. Those guys probably stink really bad, so I can't really blame her. And so then...
This is like an RPG Castlevania kind of shit.
Yeah, it really is. And then the friend guy of the demon is, like, a wizard.
Right.
And he, like, conjures up... things.
Yeah, he conjures up some monsters and she has to...
And this is when she throws the bones in the air. And then she's like, oh, I'll do what that crazy guy laying on the floor told me to do. I'll just throw these bones in the air and then they become, like, monster skeletons with, like, swords and shit. And so they can start chopping up the other things.
What the fuck is Hollow Man?
Oh.
That was a movie with Kevin Bacon. Oh, apparently you could... It's the Amazing Adventures of Hollow Man on,
What about 3D Man?
Well, 3D Man's a Marvel character.
I know.
Apparently, he looks like an asshole.
This is Marvel premiere, 3D
yeah,
Man.
Yeah, it's Marvel premiere, maybe.
There's a lot of ads in this book.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, it's like...
Boom.
There's more ads.
Yeah, subscribe to all this shit.
Where's Adolf's, whatever? Remember that guy?
Oh, that's right, where it was like, buy Nazi merchandise or
buy
something?
Nazi merchandise. That was a Nazi-filled issue.
This is not Nazi-filled.
Apparently, though, you can have, we got a parachute ball, you throw a ball up in the air, and apparently it comes down in a parachute?
Oh, it has a parachute on the inside.
Well,
that's just stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Why would you want that?
Ooh, look, poems. Okay.
You know what that's like? My dad used to buy me those little paratrooper guys. Did you ever see those little plastic dudes and they had a plastic parachute on them?
Okay.
So, and he loved to buy those for me and my sister. Those and fucking model airplanes. like flyy ones, though, not like ones you actually paint. They're just ones you put, they're wood, and you put them together, and then you throw them, and they fly. Anyway, so like he would buy us these paratrooper guys, and they had like these plastic parachutes. You unwrap the parachute, and then you throw the dude up in the air, and he's supposed to come down. The parachute's supposed to open, and it's, you know, supposed to like drift him to safety. Never fucking opened, and they just like crashed to the ground. Those things never lasted very. And then their parachute broke off after like three throws.
Yeah, well, that's basically what this
that's
is.
What that is. It's a piece of shit.
Also, poems. Poems. Wanted for musical setting and recording by America's largest song studio.
Oh, well, I send am obviously.
Send poems. Free examination for 5-star music masters on Tremont in Boston.
Oh, shit. Wait, so, what free examination?
They will examine your poem and decide if it can make it into a song.
So,
Beans, magical fruit. That's my poem.
I make up songs all the time. Do you think I should send something?
No, you have to make up a poem for them to do a song out of.
I can't just be like, singing into the microphone.
I'm gonna look this up.
Nicki Minaj is gonna lay a fucking rhyme down to that.
Apparently, America's largest song studio, horseshit.
Where is that?
It's in Boston. It's on Tremont.
Where on Tremont?
I don't know. Probably of like near Emerson College.
You know what that probably is? It's probably a bunch of Emerson kids.
It's probably an Emerson kids dorm room.
Well, that's what I was gonna
say. In 1976, it's probably Dennis Leary.
No, it's probably a bunch of. Well, Emerson kids Emerson used to be on Beacon.
Okay, so right,
before
yeah.
Before they moved down to the Common. But you know what that probably is? It's a bunch of fucking Emerson kids or Berkeley kids who didn't want to do their homework.
Oh, that's a Berkeley thing, yeah. That's probably a Berkeley
thing. Yeah, who didn't want to do their homework.
How did they get an ad in a Marvel comic, though?
I don't know. They probably were like, you know what would be easier? Let's just buy some ad space and have people send shit and we'll turn it in instead. So then we just pass.
I'm going to look up this studio and see if it's actually a thing.
Does it give an ad, like a number?
Yeah, like an actual address.
What is it?
Actually, I can't really tell. It looks like 181 or 101 Tremont, Department 30. Yeah.
Hold on. 181 Tremont?
Just, yeah. 181 Tremont or 101 Tremont?
Okay.
Guys, this is exciting, isn't it?
This is really exciting.
Guys, if you guys come to our live show this week, we will do this. We will actually look up addresses to ads and then find it on Google Maps and then go, huh. And then we'll continue going.
All right, so 181 Tremont Street is actually in Somerville. 198 Tremont is in Boston.
It's not 101.
Well, okay, I'll try 101.
So I can't tell because this is a very old comic and I can't read it.
I know, it's got the shitty double print going on.
Oh, there's other marketplace things here. What else we have here? Official police radio codes.
This is now Downtown Boston's premier business address.
What?
What's it says?
Like, because well, it's probably got a bunch of suites in it.
Yeah, it's a business place.
Okay, so that makes sense. Because it's like Department 30, so it's probably in one of those places.
Yeah, it's in one of these buildings. And it's right off of, what the fuck is that?
See, we used to live in Boston, guys.
Yeah, we used to live in Boston, guys.
This is why we're actually doing this.
Yeah, you might want to just cut all this out.
No, I'm not.
Where the fuck is a Burger King on Tremont Street?
Sorry.
Sorry.
There's also an ad for Grandma's Comics.
What's Grandma's Comics?
It's a comic book store in...
Run by grandmas?
In Austin, Texas.
Oh, man.
Does it still exist? I don't know.
Oh, okay. I know where this is. You know where this is? You remember the cemetery? Okay, so you remember if you went past the common, there was that, like, random cemetery, like, right before you got to, what's it called?
Emerson?
No. No, if you were going to go up to, God damn it, Government Center.
Oh, okay.
So you remember how there was that cemetery?
Yes.
Like off Tremont Street, that old, old burying ground? It's up there.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Okay.
All right, yeah, now we know where it is.
Woohoo!
Woo, now we know. Okay, so yeah. Anyway, Red Sonja does not go to Boston.
She's not that good. She doesn't end up in Boston. She does not sell any poems, although I wish she would.
She does not sell any poems. She does not go to Boston. I know this is, like, riveting shit, you guys.
I don't care. So it's our podcast. We can do what we want.
We'll do what I want.
So her and her bone men are fighting.
Oh, that's right. So she kicks all these guys' asses.
Fighting the monsters. And basically.
And then she stabs the guy, the magician guy. And he dies. And then all his little men die. And then all her guys disintegrate. And she's like, oh, well, this is why I think she has short-term memory loss. Because somebody calls her name. Okay. Somebody in quotes.
Yeah.
And then when you turn the page, she's like, oh, there's more fucking ads.
Just return the page.
It's just two fucking pages of ads.
Ooh, a banana stamp from Tonga.
What the fuck is a banana stamp?
I don't know. Is it a stamp made out of a banana, but it's from Tonga? And apparently it has, you can get them at different things. Comic bags.
There's your fucking poem ad.
This is a different place, though. This is in New York. You can get your poems recorded in some place on Broadway.
And that's an NYU guy.
That's an NYU guy, yeah. Ooh, surprise. A lot of coin ads in here.
All right, next page.
No, this is
too many ads.
This is too fast.
Too many ads.
Be a leaper.
Or a leper?
Be a leper.
So somebody says her name, says, hey, Sonia, and she's like, oh. I heard that name.
She won't even turn.
She's being tired. She doesn't even look.
She didn't
even. Again, she didn't look around earlier.
I don't see anyone here. I'm like, you're not even turning around.
You think the whole, like, she just got smashed in the fucking head and kidnapped because she didn't look behind her would have taught her a lesson. But no. She doesn't learn shit. Because she's like, I just might be tired even though somebody's called my name. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, wait. There's a demon in the pit. You know, the guy I saw when I came in here and I was supposed to marry that guy, I totally forgot he existed. Because I obviously have short-term memory problems.
So she goes back to the pit and she sees...
Instead of a demon.
She sees a blonde man.
Ripped.
She's like,
Wearing nice...
She's like,
nice
the scaly, slavering monster is growing in human tongues. Like, not only that, he is handsome.
He's got flowy blonde hair and, like, nice little... Panties, this, and just abs.
It's Triple H. When he first started wrestling. Look up Terra Rising.
Oh my god.
For back in
WCW. Fuck that name.
Hey, he didn't pick it.
He didn't?
No, it was his, Killer Kowalski picked it.
Well, that guy was wrong.
Yeah.
Terra Rising. Anyway, so she sees him and she's like...
So she's Terra Rising, she's like, hey.
She's like, hey. And he's like, hello, Sonia, come to me. And she's like, well, I mean, it couldn't hurt if I jumped down into the pit and, like, set the chain free, right?
And so there's this close-up of his face.
Where he looks like a fucking, like, man made of melting clay.
It looks like Mick Jagger here. It's kind of creepy.
Again, a man made of melting clay. Yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
And she's like, oh, and then, like, they lock eyes, and she's been hypnotized, so she jumps down into the pit.
She jumps down, and she knows that it's kind of bullshit, though, but for some reason, so her sword still chops off and
yeah, it's against her will, but, like, earlier, she was like, oh, right in this fucking panel before they lock eyes, she's like, oh, it couldn't help. This guy's a gentleman, a high-born guy. I could probably help and let him go. And then all of a sudden, she's like, oh, my sword. I don't have any control over it. I'm like, oh, shut up. You want to let him go because you want to have sex with him. So whatever. Just admit it. It's fine. So she, like, lets him go, and he, like, turns from the handsome guy into creepy, scaly demon who has quite the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So got a nicely drawn
those
ass.
Those are actually some nice glutes. Those are some nice demon glutes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you gotta give it up.
There's my favorite hostess ad.
Should we save this to the end?
Sure.
Okay, let's save this to the end.
So, and he's like, oh, that's right, you will be my bride. But as all this is going on, two other ships in the harbor collide. So this is not the ships she saw originally. These are other ships. And they collide also. Because, sure. I don't know why anybody would ever go to this place if all you do is get
wrecked. Why are they colliding?
I don't know. It's the same thing as the beginning, but they're two separate ships. That's four fucking ships that have gone down in the course of a night, and I don't know why anybody would ever go to this harbor.
So apparently
vase thing.
Apparently the vase was being carried on one of these ships.
Sure. And the vase, now that no one will ever be able to retrieve it, the demon's like, no, because somehow he knew that the vase is at the bottom of the sea.
Somebody should go get it.
Well, apparently nobody can.
Fuck that.
It says nobody can.
Whatever.
So as soon as that happens, like, he's all like, and she, like, cuts up his little friends into, like, actual tiny little pieces. Because he had little friends. And, like,
she had little monster friends. And,
she, like, literally cut him up into pieces. There's, like, little heads.
She's like, feel this. Slice.
And then the demon just, like, collapses. But then he turns back into the handsome guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no. And she's like, wait, why are you handsome now? And he's like, this is what I really look like. The demon has been possessing my body. But now I am free. And she's like, oh, no, you're dying before we can have sex.
She was just like, I don't hear anybody. I don't see anybody. What's going on? Like,
what just happened?
What?
Somebody's saying my name, but who could it possibly be? I won't look behind me to see who it is. I'll just walk away. So then she walks away, and she finds that guy who was laying on the floor.
Oh, thankfully, he's sitting up.
And he's sitting up this time. And he's like, you did it. I can sit now. And she's like, oh, cool. Why don't you come outside and tell me your name? And he's like, okay. And that's the end of this stupid book.
That's Red Sonja.
And that's Red Sonja.
Yeah.
Would you read the next issue of Red Sonja?
Probably not. I'm just not into fantasy stuff like this. Although this was much more fun to do than I anticipated.
I told you it'd be fun.
I should have.
It's because I'm fun.
Yes. I'm glad.
All right, so here...
You actually paid attention to it, because there's a lot of stuff we were going through this album when I was reading it the first time. Granted, I was reading it on the beach.
Yes,
because I'm an awesome California man, and I was reading it on the beach.
Is that your new name?
Awesome California man.
You're like, hey, I'm awesome California man, here to host this podcast.
I was fresh out of the ocean, and I was like, I'm going to read this Red Sonja comic.
Yeah, I loved that. We're fucking adult... ass people sitting on the goddamn beach with many other people, by the way. There were many people at the beach.
Well, it was a nice day today.
It was very nice. And we're reading comic books.
Yeah, but those are people reading other shit, too.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Nobody bothered us.
There's probably a lot of people reading a lot of really shitty manuscripts. And,
oh, I'm sure.
You know, just like, fuck it, I'm just going to read it on the beach. I ain't even going to pay attention to it. Go in the water.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
So anyways, but... that's Red Sonja number 2.
Yeah.
1976. Let's actually do this ad real quick.
Yeah.
So.
Did you read this ad by
any
chance?
No, I usually don't read these because I know they're already stupid.
Well, it's really dumb because apparently there's going to be a boxing match, okay? And, like, somebody throws a knife into the wall of where one of the boxers is, and it's like, you know, I'm going to knock you out before the referee can count to 2. Or something, and he's like, oh, okay.
He's going to get you. He's going to be basically whoever this boxer is. Somebody's going to kill this guy.
Oh, he has a ridiculous name.
Aldo Moomjay?
Yeah. So, Spider-Man's like, oh, my Spidey sense is tingling. I can tell there's going to be more than just a fight in the ring. And so, these dudes are fighting, and the ref is like, 1, 2, and then Spider-Man throws a Hostess cupcake in the ref's
mouth. I have a question.
Yes?
Why is this boxer wearing a shirt in the ring?
Because he's, like, Roman Reigns?
I don't know. I mean, those things. Because he goes from, like, here, and then he gets punched here, and he's wearing, like...
You're right. He was not wearing a shirt in the panel where he's
backstage. Oh, no, wait. I know what's going on here. He is being webbed. That is not a knit sweater. That is webbing.
By Spider-Man?
Yeah. Because he's... Oh, Spider-Man,
I see him. Okay.
Because he's like, I want to catch a champ in action. The whip.
Yeah, so here's what I don't get.
So apparently he's hiding out and he's just ruining this boxing match.
Yeah, well, here's what I don't get. So he, like, the ref's, like, counting down, right? He's like, 1, 2, and he throws a Hostess cupcake in the ref's mouth and he's like, oh, man, you better eat this first. And he's like, man, this is delicious. And, like, the other guy's like, ref, count to 2. And the ref's too busy eating this delicious cupcake. And then... Spider-Man threatens to throw someone in jail, but I don't know who he's threatening to throw in jail. Is he talking to the champ?
He's like, so enjoy your...
Or is he talking to the fucking ref? Not the other guy.
So why is he yelling at the ref?
I don't know! That's why I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Because if it's the other guy... Why are you yelling?
Wait, you're the only ref I know who can only count to 2. So, okay, wait a minute. I know what's going on here.
Okay, you explain this to me.
He is a crooked ref who can only count to two.
Is three too high?
And he was going to get knocked out.
But the other fighter.
Yeah, this Aldo guy. Aldo Moonjay.
Aldo, okay, that guy.
And I think somebody... Oh, the foe. Okay, so the foe...
That's what I can't figure out. Who the fuck's the foe?
The foe is the ref.
Well, that's so stupid.
And the foe can apparently only count to two.
I think there's only two Hostess cupcakes? These are so terribly
rich. But he got three. There was only one thrown in his mouth.
But this is what I don't understand. Like, who? I would love to know who is in charge of writing these Hostess ads. Was it like some copywriter? Because like none of them make any sense. They're really bad. They don't make any sense.
Well, they got the point across. That's all that matters.
They got the point across that this ref just got a thing in his mouth and he's gonna nap. But also, he's going to jail.
We didn't do anything.
But that's the thing. But Spider-Man's like, you're going to jail.
I guess. But he didn't do anything.
I know, but see, look what he says. He's like, so enjoy.
No, I know he's telling him he's going to jail.
I know, but I want to read this because it's funny. So enjoy the fudgy icing while you can, ref, because you're going from a ring to a square.
Which is already a square.
A square with bars on it. What? Man.
Maybe he means...
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. I think that's... Everyone involved in this comic book, including Spider-Man, is on coke.
I that's actually very... Because there's no real conclusion to it. Usually a lot of times...
Right, it has some sort of...
a conclusion. Like, even like when Superman shows up and he's like... You know, like actually,
here, I'll throw a Twinkie at you.
Actually, one of my favorite ones is like a bunch of aliens were like, "We fuck Earth, we're gonna blow it up."
Yeah.
And Superman just happened to be there, and he was like,
"No."
He was like, "Guys, Earth is great." And he goes to a supermarket, and he literally says, "This is a supermarket." And he's like, and they're like, what are these things? And he's like, they're like Hostess pies. And they're like, and they start eating Hostess pies. They're like, well, we can't blow up Earth because they have pies. And then Superman, you know, that's how Superman saves.
In fairness, I think really that is the only thing that will save us.
Pies?
Yes. When they discover that Pluto is inhabited or whatever, the only thing that will save us from the Plutonians will be pie. And the fact that we're not freezing.
No, they'll be like, hey, it's warm here, and you have pie.
Sweet.
And can pie. I have this hot pie to take back to my cold planet?
But it's going to take me 9 years to get there. But anyway.
Can you wrap it up for me?
Will it stay warm until you get there? I'm sure it'll be fine.
Will it? Can you kind of just like pre-made? Can you just give me like like a pre-made Marie Callender's cheesecake?
Oh, yeah. Pie. One of those, like, coconut cream pies.
Yeah. No, that'll stay good. And it's not hot, but it's not cold.
Yeah.
And hence, pies save the day.
And since it's not really made with, like, any sort of real ingredient, it will stay intact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it all figured out, guys.
We're smart.
Yep. All right, we're back.
Yay, us.
Here on Worst Collection Ever.
Yes.
With Detective Comics.
Woo!
Or in this particular case,
Batman's
Detective Comics.
Batman's.
Issue number 471 from August 1977.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing 70s this week.
Yes, we are.
And this is Bobby's copy
of this issue. Yep.
Apparently, I'm assuming some child from 1976
would like to write his name all over this comic book.
Yes, it's on here. It's on the cover twice.
Yes.
Hence making it worth nothing.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
but
I could never resell this issue. Batman's. Actually,
I bought it out of a dollar box.
Of course you did.
Maybe less.
So on the cover, on the cover here, we should probably talk more about the covers of these issues.
Okay.
I don't feel like we do that enough.
Okay.
The cover has a man who we will find out later to be Hugo Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Ripping goo off of his face.
Yep, it's gross.
And Superman, or Batman's like,
you?
You? And Hugo Strange is like, yes, Batman, the dead yet live. I think this is weird, actually, this cover logo here.
Well, it's like his cape
around his cape, the Detective Comics. And, like, his head is, like, so Batman's head is
You might not know this book's about Batman.
No, it's definitely about Batman.
I mean, it's got a picture of Batman, it says Batman's Detective Comics, but if it didn't have his little head right above the logo, you might not know.
Apparently he's Mr. Fantastic with his cape.
Yes.
It's very strange.
Yes.
And also, you could be in the Superman movie.
I would like to find out how we can do that.
I think you have to write an essay, actually. I think that's what happens.
Did you write an essay?
Yeah, I think that's what, we'll get to it. I think that's how it was back in the day, is that you had to write essays to do things in comic books. Because there was also, like, those issues of Marvel Comics from, like, the 70s or whatever.
Like that, a five-paragraph essay?
Oh, I don't know. We'll find out.
Dear Marvel or DC, I like X character. Please put me in your movie. Love, Billy.
Let's get to
Bobby.
We'll get to it.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Joe Shabadoo.
Shabadoo.
Yeah, we're
you know, we'll find it.
Oh, here, right here. Okay, here. No, we'll just, what?
All right, let's hear it.
You want to just get this over with?
Yes.
Okay. First prizes, a role in the upcoming Superman movie, plus an expense-paid trip to visit the offices of DC Comics.
You too can watch the writers do coke off their desks. Yay!
Watch Julia Schwartz have a heart attack.
No.
What?
Sad.
Oh, he didn't die from a heart. I don't know. He didn't die here. Because Bob Haney wrote something crazy.
Sure.
And,
Unfortunately...
Second prize, though, is Secret Origins of DC Superheroes book. Actually, I kind of want that.
Yeah.
Copies of Warren Ennis paperback novels of Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. All right. Your subscription to the Amazing World of DC Comics. Whatever the fuck that is. It sounds like shit. and copies of the all-new Superman versus Wonder Woman... Superman versus
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, which is a thing.
Yep.
And Legion of Superheroes, Supersized Comics.
Or.
Tickets to Superman movie previews. I just want the second prize.
Yeah, let's see. So.
I was going to read through it.
I'm looking at it. You have to collect the coupons found at the bottom of most DC Comics letters pages dated August/September/October 1977. Collect the appropriate coupons, which collected in order spell out either Superman or Kal-El or Clark.
Okay.
So you don't have to write shit for this one. You just have to find the right thing.
Do we have coupons?
So it's like McDonald's Monopoly.
Coupon!
Oh, and it's an N.
You gotta cut this out. I gotta ruin my comic.
Well, Bobby already ruined it.
Poor shit.
But it didn't cut that out.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Anyways.
Yay.
So there's an actual comic to be read here.
Oh, sure. So, Batman, it's called The Dead Yet Live.
This is actually kind of funny. Mm-hmm. There's this little, like, apparently a Detective Comic, unless they had this going on, they had a little, like...
Who Batman is,
as if you didn't know from reading this book for 400 issues.
Yeah. No. Nobody knew.
Or whatever, or 300 issues, however long he's been around with.
So, we start out with Rupert Thorne.
Jeremy Thorne's a mob boss.
Yep, mob boss.
And he's like, Batman must go. Of course, obviously.
Yep. More Batman.
And Batman had a fight with Dr. Phosphorus.
And he's not doing so great.
Yeah, well, Batman's not doing so great, but he didn't get the job done.
Yeah.
So shit needs to happen.
And he's like, that's it. I'm tired of it. He's out. And then, like, Rupert Thorne's buddies are like, yeah, but, like, maybe we should keep him around because he makes tourists come and spend money.
Really?
Yeah.
He gives the city a saved image. But.
Tourists who wouldn't dream of going, wouldn't be caught dead in New York, spend a lot of money in Gotham because of him.
Really? Like, so they feel better that a maniac in a bat costume
yes.
is apparently
running around like
is,
a loon?
Is shittily keeping crime out of the streets? Because, I mean, I don't know about these guys, but Gotham is fucked.
Yeah, Batman doesn't do a really good job of actually keeping criminals behind bars.
He beats up a lot of criminals.
He beats up a lot of people. Costs the taxpayers a whole lot of money in, I would say, property damage and probably healthcare costs for these prisoners.
Yes.
Because, I mean, like, if he brings them to you with two fucking broken legs, you have to take him to the hospital and treat them. So that's taxpayer dollars. And then they escape.
So he runs the Gotham City. So anyways, Rupert runs the Gotham City Council. But basically, he's crooked as fuck.
Of course, he's Rupert Thorne.
Or maybe he's not. I don't know.
Oh, no, he's Rupert Thorne. He's very crooked.
Oh.
But they want to keep him around, and Rupert Thorne's like, this is fucking bullshit, you guys. Like, he's terrible. We need to get rid of this Batman. Here's my plan. Wait, is that a strange sound coming from my fireplace?
Actually, I'm like, here when he's yelling at these guys, and they're all kind of like...
They all have their heads hung in shame.
They're all very like, sad, because they're all... Because he's basically like... You fuck boys, we're doing this.
Pay attention, fuck boys.
You know, and Batman is in the fucking chimney like Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Bat.
Making a noise.
Yes.
Because he sucks.
And they're like, quick, check up the chimney. Luckily, Batman has climbed out.
He's Santa Claus.
Because he's Santa Claus. and on the top of the roof, Bruce is like...
He's laying like that guy from the yeah. Red Sonja comic. he's like, ah!
He's like, you know what? This is the best way to lay. Just lay here on my back.
You know, that Red Sonja comic had it right.
Just lay here on my back, legs spread open, just be like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't do this enough in my life.
Right? And then Batman's like, oh, you know what? Here's my abs. He just, like, pulls up his shirt.
Because apparently he's...
Dr. Phosphorus burned him.
Dr. Phosphorus, who's basically got phosphorus touch skin.
Gross.
You know, which basically will do fuck you up.
Yeah.
He, you know, he's Batman sitting there having to think on the roof, and he's looking at his abs. He's like, man, you know, I'm not healing, and I'm radioactive.
Or he was. He's not anymore.
No, he says they're still radioactive.
He says he's still radioactive, but Alfred corrects him. He's like, no, you're not. He's like, either I can keep working at 90% or I can, like, nurse my injuries. I know which one I should do. Obviously, this is not modern Batman, who, like, works through all injuries. Like, he could have a broken leg. He'd be like, I must still solve crime. Back then, Batman... was like, oh, maybe I should take a break so I don't, like, hurt myself anymore or, you know, get killed. So he, like, drives to Wayne Tower, where apparently there's Batcave there. I don't know why it's not in the manor, but I'm sure there's a story behind there.
Or no, it's he goes into...
He says it's, like, a new Batcave.
Reborn Batcave.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened to the other one.
Well, I'm glad they got the penny in there.
Oh, yeah, you know, you gotta make sure that you take all your shit.
He was like, okay, we gotta move this Batcave.
No one
Alfred, noticed. Just roll this penny down the street.
No one noticed that moving from fucking Wayne Manor all the way to this tower.
What do you do with that giant penny?
Nothing.
Nothing, just putting it in the Wayne.
What about the dinosaur? Oh, you're bringing that too. What about all the suits in the glass cases? Oh, you got that? Oh, great. They're just going down the street.
He probably has one of those moving pods. He just moved it.
Just hires, like, moving men, but blindfolds them all. Don't look, but get it all in the car or in the pod. They're just, like, running to each
blind,
other.
Blind moving. What are you guys, blind? Yes. You blindfolded us, you maniac.
What if he only hires blind moving men?
He goes in the phone book, blind movers. Yes. That's what I need.
He's like, basically what I need are, like, movers who are, like, Daredevil. Where can I get those?
You know, well, actually, in this year, this would be Dr. Midnight.
Oh, okay.
Doctor is insane. Yeah, in DC, Dr. Midnight's the Daredevil powered esque man.
Okay.
So basically, what he did was he asked Dr. Midnight.
Uh-huh.
He went to Earth 2.
Yeah.
And he said, Dr. Midnight.
Hey, what's going?
How's it going? I need to move all my shit, but I don't want anybody to see what it is.
Because it's obvious that I'm Batman.
And since you can only kind of see stuff in the dark, I need you to move all my stuff.
It's like, but I already know that you're Bruce Wayne.
He's like, yeah, but I just don't want you to see it.
But I live on Earth too. so I don't care.
But I'll give you money. I have lots of it. You could use it. You could use it at Earth 2.
What is the exchange rate between Earth 1 and Earth 2?
That's a good question.
Like, is it still the dollar, or are we dealing with, like...
Do they use...
Is it, like, the value between, like, American dollars and Canadian dollars?
Do they use Superman stamps?
Has everything been disintegrated? Because Earth 2 was kind of fucked up there for a while.
Yeah.
This is a very good question.
Well, these are great questions.
So, Bruce goes to the Bat Cave, and Alfred's like, "You're not radioactive anymore." And he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go see an actual doctor because I'm kind of beat up."
Okay, actually, I like this part where he's like, "I'm confused here." So he's
Alfred now lives in the tower.
Yeah, no, but he's like talking to Alfred, and yes, he's telling Alfred that you drank water laced with radioactive phosphorus and science cured you.
Apparently, Alfred, something's going on with Alfred.
But I've been my own doctor till tonight. Yeah.
Good job, Bruce. Yeah, good, smart.
That's been working out for you,
what
hasn't
about
it?
Leslie? Like, why didn't you go see Leslie? Is she here?
Maybe she wasn't around here yet.
Okay.
Of course, Silver St. Cloud is here. We'll get to her.
Oh, my God. We can't even talk about the fucking panel with her on it. Anyway, so Bruce...
I just remember that.
Yeah. So Bruce is like, I'm going to go to this weird rich people spa.
He's going to the equivalent of the Mayo Clinic, but with nobody will tell them.
Yeah. And he's like, don't worry, I'm rich. Nobody will ask any questions. And he's like...
He's the dumbest man ever.
Yeah, he's such a pain in the ass. So he's like, he calls Silver to tell her that he is... And he calls it, instead of just like, hey, I have to, you know, cancel for tonight. He says, I have to cancel out on tonight. Which is a weird way of saying it. Because sometimes he speaks like an old man. Got to cancel out on tonight. And Silver, who is like literally in nothing but like a bra...
I like that he's like,
just like laying
I like
in
that
her
she,
bed.
I like that she, like, Superman, Batman's like, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, I have to go to Great Tower. She knows what it is. And she's like, oh, it's nothing. He's like, oh, you've heard of it. Yeah, nothing major.
Yeah, just tests.
Just tests. AIDS.
It's just AIDS. You might want to get yourself checked.
You might want to get yourself checked for everything, okay?
By the way.
My dick is a pickle. It's pretty much.
Oh no!
I've pretty much become a sea cucumber down there. So, they're gonna check.
I have all the diseases.
I have everything.
I literally have everything, and it's like that episode of The Simpsons with Mr. Burns where everything is in like the right equilibrium so it doesn't fall off.
Yes.
But if I get any other, like, if there's some sort of like mutant disease, like if I go fucking alien lady, it'll just tip it all the wrong way. My dick's falling off.
Well.
So here's the thing. So she's like laying there in her bed.
Yes. I just read this now. Right? This is funny.
Right? So she's laying there in her bed and she's like in her lingerie with her hair. She's like, oh, Bruce, you better be tired from last time. I know I am. And I'm like, shut up, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Because remember when you fucked me into
remember
a coma?
When you, yeah, when remember when you fucked me into a coma? The Silver St. Cloud story.
Is that why she kind of disappears from time to time? Just
that's what actually killed her. When she dies later, it's because Batman fucked her into a coma with his sea pig cucumber dick.
That's what happened.
I mean,
this is DC canon.
Absolutely. This is it's like poor Silver.
Now that Convergence made everything that happened before Crisis Infinite on Earth actually part of the canon again, I'm assuming that's how this works.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah, sure. So it is true that Batman did fuck Silver St. Cloud so good that he knocked her into a coma.
Don't forget his gross, disgusting disease.
And he's
also diseases.
And he's pretty much, it's pretty much like just
he's a walking petri dish.
He's pretty much, yeah.
He's just a mess.
Like when they show, like, you know, this could happen to you, they just put it just stock photos of Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kids don't get the clap.
You know how they have that show on like TLC or something or Discovery called like Sex Sent Me to the ER? It's just basically that whole show is about Bruce Wayne.
Is it?
It was like his dick broke.
Well, that happens when you have good sex.
Hopefully your dick will not break when you were having the sex.
Right. No, I mean, I mean that happened to a friend of ours.
Really?
Well, no, it's a friend of mine.
I was going to say, do I know somebody whose dick broke? Because I love that story.
Well.
Already.
Well.
You tell me later.
Okay.
But yeah, like.
But Bruce Wayne. I just love the idea that he fucked her so good she went into a coma.
It's like, oh, shit. Like, how does that, that's like the opposite of Cosby. Like, she starts out conscious and consenting, but at the end, she's like, ah, and he's like, what? It's the reverse, it's like, he gets consent and she's conscious, so it's the reverse
Cosby. Could we just have, like, a trade paperback, at least this is called Batman, the opposite of Cosby? Of just, like, stories of Bruce Wayne fucking women into comas.
Yeah, except he's getting, like, enthusiastic consent, and then at the end, like, they have an orgasm. He's like, that's great. So, would you like not again. And she's like,
I have to eat all these Egg McMuffins myself that I bought for our breakfast in the morning.
God damn it, I always over-order, too.
Cancel the order, Eggs Benedict, Alfred.
It's like, again, sir?
Again, sir. Egg Benedict for one, sir.
Alfred doesn't even, like, bother anymore. He's like, Bruce puts in the order for two, and he just, like, shrugs his shoulders and makes one.
I guess I'll just have to eat this for myself.
Yeah.
Sir.
So.
Master Todd, would you like an Eggs Benedict?
He's like, I hate everything. No. I'm Jason Todd. No, I'm always a bad guy. I'm so cranky. No. I'm going to go hang out with Arsenal, who's drawn in this new 52 book like a very pretty woman.
Yes, yes.
He's very pretty.
He might be transitioning.
I'm like, wow, you are beautiful.
He's gorgeous.
You are very pretty.
He's better looking than Starfire.
He really is. He's a very pretty man. You're like, wow, you got really pretty there. Anyways,
yeah, that was.
So Bruce Wayne goes to this.
He goes to the rich people. Don't tell anybody I'm dying. Clinic.
Yeah,
and he's
like, hey, I'm Bruce Wayne. My friend so and so sent me here. It's like, great, come on in.
I like this guy's name is Dr. Todd Hunter.
Todd Hunter.
That's a weird last name. Is that a real last name?
No, none of these real last. It's just.
Is that like Bruce Closet or whatever?
It was like whatever Closet or like whatever stupid names they had. Yes. So
Todd Hunter.
It's like, I'm so glad.
What nationality is that?
It's not. It's not a real name. So he's like, hey, here's my extremely buxom, good-looking nurse. She'll show you to your room. And she's like, come this way, Mr. Wayne. And he's like,
this is pretty much a porno.
Yeah, and he's like, bow wow, chicka wow. He's like, would you like me to fuck you into a coma? And she's like, maybe after I stop working. And he's like, yeah. And so she like,
call me Bruce. Yeah, look at my Vince McMahon jacket.
Yeah, basically, he's dressed like Vince McMahon. So she shoves him into a room and like shuts the door. And all of a sudden, she's like, go sleep. And it's dark. And he's like, wait, I feel weird. Oh, no. And he like falls down.
He falls asleep.
Is that sleeping? And then it's just his nightmare.
Okay, so the next page. Yeah, you gotta actually kind of explain this more. So.
It's Big Splash.
A big splash. Big, just a one page of Bruce Wayne.
His face.
His face having a sweaty dream.
Yeah, his mouth's wide open.
And he's having a nightmare.
It's his nightmare.
And I think there's Dr. Phosphorus's hand in there.
There's a guy shooting guns in there.
There's Ra's. Somebody there's Talia.
Sure.
Talia. I'm assuming that's Zombie Joe Chill.
Sure.
Well, he's got two guns, so he's just shooting the fuck out.
And then there's like some skull lady here, and like I don't know.
And what's going on up here? Is he?
It's like a mountain.
The mountain of people.
Skull bones.
And he's running here, and then up here he's fighting a giant dragon.
Yeah. Well, it's a snakehead.
A snakehead, and he's fighting. Okay, yeah. So
he's having quite the nightmare.
This is not a.
It's
good
not
time.
Good for Batman. He's just having a bad day. So when he wakes up, he's shirtless because he's Bruce Wayne.
Mm. How do you get? Who got his clothes?
I don't know. That's the thing. He like fell to the ground fully clothed, and he's like, "What? What's going on?" And then they won't let him out. And he's like, "You're not Bruce Wayne." Ha 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 ha. And he's
you're in a mental institution. Fuck off.
Yeah, he's like, "You're in a mental institution. Sucks to be you." And Bruce Wayne's like, what? And he's like, well, don't worry. I'll fix that.
And for some, I like how, like, when they're like, you know, just in case we forgot that he's Batman.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that
the shadow shows the bat.
Shows the bat, you know, because he's going to... Because
Bruce Wayne's not wearing... He's only wearing his boxers.
Yes.
He's,
This happens
often. And he doesn't have any bandages anymore, by the way. Those fucking things...
So this is the reason why he went to the hospital.
Right. The reason he went to the hospital is because of the bandages. Rupert Thorne never shows up again at this book. And he goes to the hospital because of his horrible bandages. And he's not wearing
phosphorus poisoning. And then he's like, whatever.
And, like, so he's like, whatever. And, like, Silver walks down the street.
Silver, out of her coma. It's a miracle.
She's awake again. Just until next time. So she's like, oh, hey, look at that house. I guess that's where Bruce is going. Okay, that's great. I'm going to go visit him.
I didn't realize this was a place here. I know everything about Gotham.
Oh, my God, I love Gotham. Gotham is so great.
That's how Silver's going to talk.
This is what Silver sounds like now, guys. Like, this is it right here.
Is this how she's going to sound in the new series of Gotham?
The new season? When she's, like, 10.
She's like, Bruce Wayne. I really like
she's like, oh, my God.
What are you listening to? Is that Napalm Death? Can I come in your Wayne room? I mean, I know you have this big house, but can I sit in your room and watch you listen to... listen to Sepultura?
Like, it's weird that, like, you have this big house, but, like, you and you're, like... old friend guy, like, only hang out in one room. Like, that's weird.
You have, like, other rooms. You go in the other rooms?
Like, oh my God, why don't you go in your other room?
Can I see your room? This is your room, isn't it?
Oh my God, like, you know what's really great? To give, like, fucking 10-year-olds a love triangle, because now you should be in love with me, but, like, also there's Selena, so, like, don't forget about that.
Is he 10? I thought he was older.
He's, like, 13.
Okay.
But, like, whatever. It's, like, a love triangle for fucking tweens. It's like how this fucking shit works, bro.
We're gonna totally jump the shark this season, and everybody's not gonna give a fuck because you know what's gonna happen. Is they're gonna bring her in, and she's probably gonna be on this. Whoever is, you know, they're gonna have Silver on the show, and she's just gonna be a fucking weight. Because anytime she's gonna show up on screen, it's gonna be like fucking Barbara.
Yes, Barbara.
Is it Barbara?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, if at first I was like, oh, that's the Gordon's stupid girlfriend.
Barbara.
Yeah.
God, you're just damn. Like, God damn it, why are you slowing down this whole fucking show?
It's like, okay, you know, because now we don't have Fish Mooney.
Right.
So now we need something else to be excited about, and...
It's definitely not Jim Gordon.
Definitely not Jim Gordon. You know, apparently they find they're going to go into the basement, the secret basement. Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. So we got that to look forward to.
Yep, great.
And then we got the Penguin.
Who's... The only reason he's still alive is because he's a main character on the show.
Yeah, he should be dead.
He should have been dead, like, all the episodes ago. Like, every episode.
It should have been, like, the second he would have came out.
You should have died already. Oh, no, that should have killed you. Oh, that guy would have totally killed you. Oh, okay, you're still here. All right.
And then they got the fucking Riddler.
Yeah.
This is gonna be the last season for the show, you know that.
Why do we watch this show?
What?
Why did we watch the show?
Because it's Gotham, and you have to watch it.
I know.
Because it's Batman and Catwoman, but they're kids! And now he's got Silver St. Cloud, but she's also a kid, too!
She's a kid! I hate kids. I don't hate kids. I just hate when my heroes are turned into kids. Unless it's that really fun Justice League episode where they're all kids. And that's
I will say that the best thing about this show is that finding out that Batman... Uh-huh. Loves some good grindcore.
And pizza. Like, when he punches somebody in the face, he wants a fucking pizza, and he wants some really shitty metal, and he wants to draw, like, you know, heads on pikes and stuff.
He draws heads on pikes.
I actually would love...
He probably eats fucking Stover's pizza while listening to, goddamn, I'm trying to think of a good band to use in this instance. Gorguts. Early Gorguts. Just listen to anything past 1985.
That's right.
Fuck that shit.
What I actually think would be great is if this show skipped ahead like 3 years. So we have angsty 16-year-old Bruce. And he's like, all he does is wear black and like read Edgar Allan Poe and smoke clove cigarettes and talk about how life is pain. And it would be like the best fucking thing that ever happened.
Yeah, but you know, but then Selena would not want anything to do with him.
Exactly.
What would you want them to be together?
Well, not until they're old enough to fuck. They can't do anything now. Boring.
Anyway, speaking of fucking.
Yep, so
Silver St. Cloud shows up to this stupid hospital.
And she's like, hey guys, like, I'm here to visit Bruce Wayne. And they're like,
the doctors are like,
Bruce Wayne's not here.
Bruce Wayne's not here, and then the nurse is like, Bruce Wayne's not here, and then like the doctor's like, oh, he's here, but he can't see you, so give me that box of whatever the fuck's in there, and get out.
It's just a box of cock rings.
Cock rings.
We're totally gonna use this the next time you fuck me into a coma.
Oh boy.
Hey, crazy crabs. Bruce has those.
Yeah, he does. That's why he's in this
there's
hospital.
There's an ad for crazy crabs. So, there's a bunch of ads. So Bruce is
soccer fans.
Trying to get himself out of this thing. And.
Okay, so here's what I'm confused about. I guess they.
His suitcase is there?
So, okay. Two things. So they gave him like a bowl of swill.
Yes, and he was like, "No."
And he was like, "I'm not eating it
because
it's drugged." And then the guy, whoever the orderly is, like, "Shut up."
Yeah.
And then so he goes to sleep, so he leaves, and then Batman's like, "Well, I've had my suitcase here the whole time."
Yeah, and I don't see any cameras, so I'm gonna put on my costume, which I don't know if he's been in there for like over at least 24 hours. And he's just been shirtless and pantsless the whole time, and then he finally decides to put on his costume.
Oh, he was digging it.
He was.
He was just like, you know what? I'm gonna do a shirtless day here.
He's like, this is the greatest thing.
We don't want to admit that. He doesn't want to admit that he was having a good time.
Basically, he's like, you know what's really great? Not wearing pants.
Pantsless Batman,
it's
guys.
It's really nice. Let's air it on the old problem areas.
Can we start a Tumblr of the times that Batman was not wearing pants?
Yeah, pantsless Batman. Why is that a thing? So anyway, he burns the bars and he gets out and he's like, haha, win, I'm out. And he gets on top of the building and there's giant monsters.
Like giant men.
Like giant monsters.
Like literally, like, okay, so I'm assuming Batman's like 6 foot.
Sure.
These guys are like 10 feet.
They've got to be at least 10 feet.
Like they're just monster giants. Ooh, more poems. These are in Nashville.
What the fuck's with the poems?
That's how it was back in the day.
I guess.
Also, X-ray specs. Oh, yeah, these are good. These are good.
Yep.
Good things.
So, he's fighting tall dudes and having problems with them.
Well, he beats them up somehow.
He beats them, of course, because
he's
Batman. And so he beats them up. And
You know what's weird, though, is that he has some quips during this stuff, and it's just kind of weird for Batman to be like that. And it's not, because it's not like it's.
It's old school Batman.
It's not old. Yeah, but it's like the late 70s.
I know, but he hasn't got grimdark yet.
Because he's like throwing these guys around. He's like, down the hatch.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten grimdark yet. So he gets to still say weird shit sometimes when he fights.
No.
But soon. He'll go grimdark soon.
So he jumps into this guy, this office for Dr. Todd Hunter.
Yep.
And he's like, I've been following you, so I don't know why he's here, but he's been tracking this guy anyways.
I don't know if he just said that because he wants to give a reason that the Batman is there.
Okay.
Which, that makes sense, but then I don't actually know if Batman has really been tracking this guy.
I don't know, this is the first we heard of it.
Right, so, sorry.
So basically the doctor's like, I ain't Dr. Todd Hunter, I'm Hugo Strange.
Rip off this fake face.
Ripping off this fake face, and
Batman's like, no.
Batman's yes. Like, yes, okay, I guess it is you. And he's like, and it's funny because he's just telling them all this stuff. He's like, you did this and you did that. And actually the nurse, it's funny because the nurse is like, what the fuck, guys? You guys just talking to you guys just jerking each other off? Like she's like, what is this, a mutual admiration society?
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Why don't you guys just whip out your dicks?
They're basically just giving each other hand jobs at this point. They're like, you're so great, Doctor Strange. Batman's like, you're so great. And Hugo's like, you're so great. And they're like, yeah, Jack. And she's like, what the fuck, you guys? So I love the way this panel down here is drawn because it's like, it cut off Batman's ears and they look like they're really like short and weird.
Yeah.
And, like, square.
Yeah. This guy looks like he's got, like, spaceship ears.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's like, apparently, all the Dr. Todd Hunter's patients are actually mindless slaves, mm-hmm. and he's just been using this rich person hospital to kind of like brainwash rich people
to
get
them to give him money. I assume there's no real reason given why he's doing it.
Yeah, he just kind of is like, I just kind of like doing it. Basically.
Yeah, he's like, it's fun. Like, you should try to brainwash some rich people. It's a good time.
He's like, well, I can knock you. I can fuck you into a coma if you want.
Yeah, Batman's like, you want to see my superpower? So then he fights Doctor Strange, knocks him out.
Yeah, he knocks him out.
Or knocks him down, anyway.
Yeah, he knocks him out, knocks him down, and as he's glowering over him...
A snake?
A giant snake, a green mamba, flies in.
And, like, bites him?
Bites him, and basically it knocks him into a coma. Oh, how the tables have turned, Bruce.
Exactly. Somebody else's snake. So he, like, and Strange, like...
That's right. How do you like it this time? Somebody else's snake knocking you into a coma. And it's green, just like yours.
Gross. You're the one who said his dick was like a pickle.
Yeah, that's like, I'm assuming. Actually, I tweeted that once to Tom Lennon, because as Tom Lennon has played Batman's
doctors.
He's played all the doctors. He plays something about doctors in movies that aren't comedies.
Pretty much.
And he played, you know, he was the doctor, Bruce Wayne's doctor in Dark Knight Rises. And he's like, I just tweeted as I go, is there a deleted scene where Tom Lennon tells Bruce Wayne that his dick is now a modest pickle? And he favored it. So yeah. Okay. I think I did my job.
Good job, babe. I'm proud of you.
So Batman is...
Yeah, Hugo Strange gives him like the antidote. And he's like, well, we're not going to kill him. We want to keep him alive. And then when Batman comes to, oh my god, he's been unmasked. And Hugo Strange...
Which actually, you know what? Doing this is probably the smartest thing anybody has fucking done.
Right.
Because literally he's like, I had the chance and I did it. So now I know you're Bruce Wayne.
Hugo Strange seems to be the only one who can, like, do that.
He's everybody the else, smartest villain ever.
Everybody else is just like, you know what? I realize I have you completely helpless at this point. You've been unconscious, but I'm going to leave your mask on.
I have you in my whim, and I can just ruin your existence. Not that everybody doesn't already know he's Bruce Wayne, because everybody, like, he tells everybody.
Oh, he tells everybody. Every girl he's ever dated is like, by the way, I'm Batman.
Also, another thing is, I'm also Batman.
By the way, Batman. Everybody he knows he's Batman. Like, I think at this point, the list of people in Gotham who don't know that he's Batman is shorter than the list of people who do know that he's Batman. Because I'm pretty sure he just, like, walks into, like, Wayne Tech or, like, Wayne Corporation or whatever it's called.
And they're like, yo, Batman!
And he's just, like, the door guy. And he's like, hey, Jimmy, Batman, I'm Batman, just FYI. Don't call me Bruce, call me Batman. And then he, like, you know, goes up to his secretary, and he's like, hey, Martha. And she's like, hello, Mr. Wayne. He's like, oh, no, call me Batman. And she's like, okay.
Call me Batman.
Everybody knows.
Even though I'm not really, I don't want you, nobody should know I'm Batman.
Don't tell anybody, but I'm Batman.
Don't tell you.
And he, like, holds meetings, and he insists on being, announced as Batman.
What he does at Christmas is he puts a bunch of...
And
he does a Secret
puts
Santa.
Those fucking Batman cards that he has.
He has Batman card?
No,
cards?
Every single time he writes a note, he signs it with, like, the bat symbol.
Why does he sign notes?
I don't know, but anytime there's a note, it has the bat symbol at the bottom.
Like, does he have it on a banana stamp?
I'm assuming it must be a banana stamp. Either that or he just has a whole bunch of stationery and put it up with, like, bat symbols on the bottom.
Well, he is Bruce Wayne. He can afford it.
He can afford all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, he's
except
got...
Except a new dick.
You need Lucius Fox to build him a new dick.
I need a prosthetic dick.
Can you build me a dick that doesn't knock women into comas?
It's like, why don't you just wear a strap-on? It's like, no!
No.
I need tech!
That's only for me.
Higher tech!
It's only for me and Clark, okay? He has a special one we use, and I don't want to ruin that. It would just be weird.
It would just be weird, guys. I like the one with the suction cup on the bottom. Clark and I feel really, really, we're committed to the suction cup dick.
This is actual dialogue from Batman v Superman.
Yeah, just the basically.
I've read the script, and that's an actual line in there. Batman. I'm comfortable with the suction cup dildo.
Yes, Batman v Superman is just going to be like them staring at each other, and then like for like 5 minutes, and then they're just going to kiss for like the rest of the movie, and eventually like Aquaman's going to come up, and he's going to be like, "Can I get some?" And they're like, "Yeah." And so it's going to be like, "Yeah, yeah," like three people, and then Wonder Woman will come in. Wearing a strap on and be like, "Can I join in?" And be like, "Yeah." So that's all it is for like 3 hours.
It's just gonna
like,
be it's just gonna be raw pegging.
Yeah,
for at least an hour.
She pegs all of them and then she just leaves. That's Batman v Superman, you guys. So we just saved you like $15.
That's the stuff they. That's why DC is like, look, we can't let this stuff leak because they're gonna figure out that this movie's eventually about pegging. Yeah. The clues are there.
It's all there.
We have to release it gradually.
Yeah.
So when they get into the studio on Jen's birthday next year.
That's right.
It's just raw, hard pegging.
Hard pegging.
3 hours.
Fucking 3 hours of raw pegging. And then Jesse Eisenberg just walks by and everybody's like, "Your wig is fucking stupid." And that's just, that's the end of his role in that movie.
He just goes, "Meh."
He goes, "You're right."
He goes, "You're right." He takes the wig off.
"Red capes are coming. The red capes are coming."
And that's a stupid line.
He sounds like an old man.
Keep watching us.
With, like, the stupidest... I am going to... Every single time I see his wig, I swear to God, I'm going to be like, "Oh, fuck his wig." Like, that's
going to be... Well, he's going to lose his hair at some point.
Because
obviously
that.
He does, because they already... No, because they already had the picture of him bald.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just don't... Why couldn't he start off bald? Why does he have to wear that stupid wig?
I hope what happens.
Or, like, why couldn't he just have his regular hair and then he's bald?
I hope
like,
what happens is Superman farts. And it just happens that Luther is, you know, Jesse Lutherberg is nearby and Superman's alien ass gas. burns all of the hair follicles on his head, and that's why he's.
I really, honestly, I just don't understand why they couldn't just give him Jesse Eisenberg's like real hair. Why not just use that? Why did they have to give him this like weird?
He looks like a redhead Tommy Wiseau.
I mean, Jesus Christ! Like, he's lucky he's not a RuPaul's Drag Race. They would read him like nobody's business for that. Fucking wig.
I hope there's a crossover so episode for that show. I hope Henry Cavill gets to be guest judge. RuPaul's Drag Race.
I'd watch.
And they all have to wear. They all have to dress up like Lex Luthor.
Oh no.
I don't know. I'm just being creative.
It's good, babe. I'm really proud of you. Really, really proud.
Anyways, oh, so okay. Anyways.
So that's the end of the book.
Yeah, that's it.
They find out he's Bruce Wayne.
If
that's
Bruce Wayne, and then next month we're like.
I like how the book, the mailbag here is called Batman's Hotline. Yes. Instead of like the Bat Phone or something. But whatever.
Bat Bites. If for some reason there's like stuff about Calendar Man. And like they show a picture of him on one page and then another page he's exploding. Like parts of his costume is exploding. He's like, "No!"
Well, when you have a dumb name in Calendar Man.
Oh, he sucks.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, they tried to, you know,
make him cool,
but he still sucks ass.
Ass! All right, so that has been Batman, or no.
Detective
Comics. Batman's Detective
Batman
Comics.
And Bobby's Detective Comics.
Yes, thank you, Bobby, for allowing us to buy this.
Thank you. Batman's so Detective Comics, Volume 1, 19, number 471, from August 1977.
Yep.
That's it for our show this week. Thank you for bearing with us.
Yes.
I feel like we go off of these tangents and the show gets longer and longer. But I guess that's how it is.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening, and you can find me
on Wednesday.
Right. Which, so if you're listening to this
drops on Tuesday.
This will drop on Tuesday.
The next day, if you on July 22nd, we are doing our very first live show at the Comic Bug in Manhattan Beach, California.
Correct. Yes, so. This could be at 7 p.m. at the Comic Bug in Manhattan Beach. Go to thecomicbug.com for the address and all the details. It's a free show, so you just need to show up. You know, it's free comic book, or it's not free comic book day, sorry. It's new comic book day.
Yes, new.
So show up to the Bug, buy some new comics, and come join us as ourselves, me and Jen, joined by Graham Elwood from Comedy Film Nerds, stand-up comedian du jour. He is fantastic, and he's going to join us to talk about two comic books. And we're going to do it live.
Yep, doing it live.
Doing it live, like Bill O'Reilly. Yep. Bill O'Reilly. But that's it for this week's show, and thank you for listening. You can check me out on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, S-H-A-W-N. You can also find me on Instagram at the same thing, as well as theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Tumblr and on Twitter and Instagram. JenStansfield.tumblr.com, JenStansfield.wordpress.com.
All right, folks. We will hopefully see you at the live show, and thank you for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.